Highlights from the 187th Annual General Conference. Every 6 months, we gather to hear the Word of God through living prophets and inspired church leaders. Millions around the world gather together in homes or in chapels, in different time zones and languages, using a variety of different sized screens. But General Conference is more than an event. It's an experience that can last for as long as we want. Conference is something we study, learn from, and live by. To assist you in your conference experience, we try to capture the spirit of the event in this issue every 6 months. Whether you prefer studying conference in print, online, or on mobile, we hope it's a well you will return to often. We thank Thee, O God, for a prophet. Page 86. To strengthen our testimonies of the Savior and His gospel, President Thomas S. Monson implored us to prayerfully study and ponder the Book of Mormon each day. Page 66. He also called on men to examine their lives and follow the Savior's example by being kind, loving, and charitable. New temples announced. Page 86. President Monson announced 5 new temples to be constructed in Brasilia, Brazil, the Greater Manila, Philippines area, Nairobi, Kenya, Pocatello, Idaho, USA, and Saratoga Springs, Utah, USA. See page 141 for more information. New leaders sustained. Page 43. On Saturday, the First Presidency announced the release of the Relief Society General Presidency, Linda K. Burton, Carol M. Stevens, and Linda S. Reeves. Page 135. Learn more about the call of 10 new general church leaders, including the new Relief Society General Presidency. Proclamations Revisited. Inside covers. Several speakers referred to the Living Christ and the Family, a Proclamation to the World. See pages 26, 36, 39, 62, and 100. You can find these important documents on the inside covers of this issue. End of Highlights from the 187th Annual General Conference, read by Kristen Hawkins.